And as you might imagine, people in Ghana today were pretty excited about their victory. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton, herself a Ghanaian, was in the capital, Accra. She watched the match surrounded by many enthusiastic fans.
Ghanaians were set on victory right from the get-go and were ready for the Black Stars to start scoring goals against the United States. There were screams of delight when Haminu Dramani delivered, dressed from head to toe in Ghana's national colours, red, yellow and green, with a black star. Supporters leapt into the air as the Ghanaians went ahead. But the shouts of joy turned to groans when the US equalised. And when the Americans got anywhere near the goal mouth, chants of away, away. This is Ghana's debut appearance at the World Cup, and Ghanaians are relishing the fact. After an early 2-0 defeat to Italy, Ghana bounced back to beat the favoured Czech Republic on Saturday, a victory which brought the whole nation onto the streets. Winning against the US has prompted a similar reaction.
My name is Jennifer Tate.
I'm proud to be a Ghanaian, madam. Oh. I'm proud to be a Ghanaian.
Put your hands in it! Do anything to win it!
My name is Isabella Tete.
How do you feel?
I'm very, very happy. I put my heart in it and I'm very, very glad. I'm proud to be a Ghanaian. I'm so happy.
Now that they've beaten the US, Ghanaians are looking forward to the next knockout stage at the World Cup in Germany. And they're confident they stand a chance. And there's a feeling here in Ghana and all over the continent that Africa is beginning to make its mark on world soccer, with stylish play and scoring goals as the key to that success. Yet most of the other 4 African teams have been eliminated from the World Cup. Ghana is being seen very much as a beacon for the continent.
My name is Obiri Abua, Busy Internet, and I know Ghana, we are bringing the cup home, and we are very happy. Everybody's enjoying, all the people, the whole of Ghana, Kumasi, Volta region, everybody's happy. We thank everybody who supports Ghana.
What's your message to the Black Stars?
We thank them, and we know they are not going to disappoint us. We promise them that whatever they get, they shouldn't think about the money aspect, but they should think about the glory. We thank them very much, and we know they are not going to disappoint us in the next round.
Hello, my name is Ophabia Quist-Arkton from NPR Radio. Your name, please?
Victor Ankrah.
Victor Ankrah.
Yeah. I realized there was a lot of pressure on us, so our hearts were really beating. So we thank God we won.
And now Brazil.
Yes, but Brazil, I know Ghana is going to beat them. Yes, we're going to beat Brazil, at least by 2-1. Ghana.
Brazil are the world champions.
Yes, Ghana is coming on as champions, and we are going to score anybody who comes in front of us. The Black Stars, they should keep on and fight hard and bring the cup home. Keep on fighting for the cup and bring the cup home.
Well, you heard Victor Ankrah there saying the Black Stars must bring the World Cup home, home to Ghana. And that's how many Ghanaians are feeling. Very positive about the challenges, about the possibilities. This is Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra, Ghana.
Oh, Ghana, oh, Ghana.